Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could always hop in your car and you can come and ring my bell.
BT is down back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. So what moves? Like, I get if you're saying, oh, well, this is the team, this is it. Well, they should have done better, could have done better. But what move was out there? Like, we heard about the Paul George options. We've heard about Donovan Mitchell years ago. Joel Embiid was thrown out there a little bit. What would have been the other moves that Leon Rose, and I'm not saying this is going to work out perfectly. Like, odds are, hey, it's hard to win a championship. For the Knicks, it was hard to be a 500 team or make the postseason for the better part of two decades. So it's very hard to go from that to all of a sudden championship team, especially without developing your own star. Which they have not. They drafted their guys. They traded those guys. Bringing in Jalen Brunson, trading for Karl-Anthony Towns. Like, it's hard to do it without at least having one of your top picks turn into a star and then maybe adding the other.
Mm-hmm.
And there are limitations to their stars. Jalen Brunson, you talked about his defensive issues. Same thing with Karl-Anthony Towns. Like, they're not perfect superstars. They're ours, and we love them, especially Brunson. But what would have been the other moves to make instead of Cat or Bridges to try to build this Knicks team?
Well, I mean, first of all, you look at what the Lakers gave up, you know, to get Doncic.
Yeah, but
you know,
I think that was a...
I mean, whatever it was, it still happened. I mean, Anthony Davis is a Hall of Famer, but he's a 32-year-old piece of glass who got hurt the second game he played.
Will they have taken Julius Randle?
Probably not. I don't know. Probably not, but they only gave up one first-round pick is my point.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that, obviously, Anthony Davis, when right, is a first-team All-NBA player still. I get that, but like, they didn't give up anything for Doncic when you really think about it.
But you're not getting Doncic.
No, they would not have.
You could have gotten Anthony Davis potentially. Let's just say that was a real. And again, I don't know if it was realistic for the Knicks, but would you have taken him?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to confuse making a move and making a move for this year. Like, you in the NBA, you never know who's going to become available. Like,
right.
Doncic, right? So. And again, I'm not saying that I wouldn't have made the Bridges trade because I liked it. I didn't go nuts, but I definitely did like it.
Okay.
But, you know, if it doesn't work out, then we can look back and say, well, maybe they didn't have to make the move then. Maybe they could have held on to their picks for another year or so.
Would you have rather?
Whatever.
Would you have rather? I'm just going to give you a quick checklist.
Yep.
Like, would you have rathered Embiid?
No.
Okay, me neither. Would you have rathered keeping Julius Randle and the group from last year intact as much as they could?
No, because they could not have paid Hartenstein more than $17 million. That was not their fault, and so, no.
So he was out anyway, but Randle, the big piece.
No.
Okay, so you'd rather not that.
And I've got respect for Julius, but no.
And then the third part of that, because I agree with both of those,
yep.
And I like Randle more than you do, the third part of that would be, if not when they did it last offseason, when? Like, when was the right time to fire? Because you're right. You could theoretically hold out and say, well, we're not ready yet. We don't love Karl-Anthony Towns fit.
Yep.
We don't love Bridges. We like them. But we, like, wait for what? Like, how much longer are you going to wait to take your shot?
Well, I would have made the trade for Karl-Anthony Towns. But I think what you can maybe push back a little bit on is, when was the time to really give up all those draft picks? And listen, Mikal Bridges is good. He's had a couple of mystifyingly bad games, got off to a bit of a rough start, but he's a solid pro. You give up 5 first-round picks for a solid pro.
Well, that's,
5!
That's my issue, and now we're starting to get down to some of the reasons why I think the Knicks aren't as good as maybe people thought, And I think Bridges is one of them. When you give up what you gave for Bridges, he was not supposed to be a role player.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be an impactful star player. Now, I know there's only one ball, and Brunson and Cat are going to get the bulk of the scoring. Bridges has to be better and more impactful. End of story.
More assertive.
Or maybe more efficient, more assertive, all of the above. Now, maybe that happens in the postseason. Maybe it happens with a different lineup. Maybe it happens with Mitchell Robinson back. I don't know. Maybe it happens in year two for Bridges. But at some point, Bridges has to be, he's got to be a star player. He's got to be a top player.
He's not going to be.
But then that's a problem. And I don't think they traded for him thinking he was just going to be a role player.
Yeah. You know, the other thing, too, with Bridges, and again, he does a lot of things well, and I'm not trying to just, you know, punk him out here. He's a very good NBA player. But, you know, the scoreboard does and forever will read 5 first-round picks, which is why I push back. But it's not so much his skill. It's also his benign personality. And he's got no juice, man.
I don't mind the personality.
I do.
Because you don't need everybody to be like that guy.
No, true. You don't. You can't have, you know, 5 right. Dante DiVincenzos acting like lunatics. Right. No, I get that. But when you're a fairly benign or vanilla personality, and he is now inserted into the equation, that's fine. But think about the personalities that walked out the door. Again, some of which the Knicks could control, some they couldn't. Dante was fiery. Right. Hartenstein was fiery. Randall was fiery. And I'm not always going to go back to the DiVincenzo well because he's hurt
as well.
You know, but I'm just saying, like, when you bring in players who just don't have a lot of juice to get to be repetitive, and you know, you lose guys who brought some edge. That's going to show up, man.
You're going to love what I'm about to say now. And this is not a compliment to Bridges. He's got some Charles Smith in him.
Oh, dude. Wow. You're pulling that card?
But think about it. Not in the performance level, but Charles Smith did not fit the personality
of that team. Starks, Mason, Oakley, right. Harper.
And think about what they traded to get. Like the X-Men, you're talking about different personalities that the Knicks had.
That's actually a really, really smart way. I didn't even think that far back, but because we kind of forget, X was only here 1 year.
But Charles Smith, the reason why I said I think he was a good player.
He was good.
And he underperformed here. They had higher expectations for him. Supposed to shoot. Remember, they moved the 3-point line.
Like
he's supposed to be shooting. So he never lived up to those expectations.
Bad knees
and,
as well.
And he also had that softer personality.
That disposition. He's such a gentleman. I know Charles. Right.
So,
he's a great guy.
So maybe the same thing with Bridges.
Mm. Well, that's not changing. You are who you are.
I'm just saying he's got some Charles Smith in him. Now maybe he can knock down the shot.
That, talking about the dropping the hammer of the day.
He's
got Charles Smith in him. Yikes.
BT and Sal on the Fan will come back. Continue with the conversation with your calls as well. 888-808-1019.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.